This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are joined today by Dr. Michelle Kazachkine, Executive Director of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. Since its creation in 2002, the Global Fund has become the main source of finance for programs to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, with approved funding of $11.4 billion for more than 550 programs in 136 countries. Dr. Kazachkine, I was hoping you could start us off by giving a brief overview of the successes of the Global Fund since its creation.
Thank you. I could go through a number of figures here. Let me keep it very simple. First say, when the Global Fund was created, basically no one in the developing world was receiving treatment for AIDS, what we call antiretroviral treatment. We're now six to eight years later, and it's more than 2 million people that are receiving this treatment thanks to Global Fund support, and over 4 million globally. That is close to 40% of the coverage of what we believe are the estimated needs for AIDS therapy. 2001, 2002, again at the time when the Global Fund was created, malaria, a neglected disease. Now we're talking of being close to universal coverage with bed nets in the next 2 to 3 years to protect families and people from malaria. And we're talking about dramatic decreases in the incidence of malaria cases and deaths related to malaria, particularly in small children. So overall, I'd say the Global Fund shows what the world can actually do and achieve when it comes together with a common goal. And it brought life and hope to tens of millions of people throughout the world.
So we are undoubtedly in a severe global recession right now. So what measures can be taken to ensure that the Global Fund's gains and successes are sustained amidst this recession?
I am very concerned about the financial and economic crisis and its potential impact on the funding for health and for development. Let me also emphasize that the crisis is not just affecting the rich industrialized countries, but also the poor countries and their own ability to cope with the health issues that are so prominent there. I think the main thing we need to do is to keep the advocacy very high and to have people realize and understand that development has to be a priority on the agenda of foreign policy, and that within development, the area of development, health has to remain a priority. Health is the most immediate and the most evident of the inequities between the rich and the poor, between the north and the south, and within developing countries as they grow. I would fear that if the funding remains stagnant and doesn't isn't scaled up to the numbers we need, the trust of the South towards the North and the confidence that has been built over the years may suffer, and that may have profound impact on global security.
President Bush was an early supporter of the Global Fund. What role does the U.S. play in the Global Fund's work, and do you foresee that role changing under the new Obama administration?
Well, the U.S. has played a leadership role in when it comes to global health, when it comes to the fight against AIDS, TB, and malaria, and it has played a leadership role in the Global Fund from the very beginning, actually, from the 2001 times when some of us were gathering together, that was in Brussels, to design what would be the Global Fund. The U.S. has contributed enormously. It has contributed financially. It is the number one donor to the Global Fund, providing close to 30% of our resources. And it has played a key role on our board in terms of policy design and working on how the Global Fund operates. From what I've read and from what I've heard, I understand development and developmental aid will be one of the pillars of the new Obama administration's foreign policy. And so I foresee a continuing and expanding strong support to development, to health and development, and probably now with this administration, a trend to a more multilateral approach to aid.
So obviously, the main priority of the Global Fund is to provide financial support for combating three diseases. But aside from these disease-specific interventions, what does the Global Fund do to contribute to overall health system strengthening?
Well, it's not aside, you know. You just cannot provide drugs. You cannot just parachute, antiretroviral drugs into a country. So it isn't, I wouldn't sort of use that wording aside. In order to have the drugs delivered, in order to have the preventive interventions effectively implemented, you need to build and consolidate health systems at the same time. That means renovating and building infrastructures. That means financing the health workforce, training health workforce in the public sector, but also capacity building for the civil society, the communities, because many of these interventions, be it prevention or even treatment, are now best implemented by communities themselves. It also means strengthening what we call monitoring and evaluation, so collecting the data in countries. It also means helping countries to build their own procurement system so that they can buy the drugs. It also means supporting a legal environment so that stigma and discrimination are combated. It also means, in some of the countries, we're supporting this, building safety nets, social safety nets, that is health insurance and social protection. All of that is part of what we call health system strengthening. And in the last 6-7 years of the fund's existence, close to 40% of our funds have actually gone to that. So, it isn't true that there is such a thing as vertical funds funding diseases and then other funds or other sources aimed at funding health systems. If you take PEPFAR, the bilateral program, PEPFAR, if you take Gavi, the Alliance for Immunization, and Global Fund, we're actually together the strongest financiers of health systems. However, let me still say that, obviously if we look at how sustainable we could be in the future, we need more and more efforts on health system strengthening. And this is why the Global Fund has now added in its sources for funding what we call a window where countries can apply specifically for this health system strengthening component.
Dr. Kazachkin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.